As we try to round tonight up, as our time is drawing nearer, we'll continue from what we have taught last weekend. And I'm showing us tonight what we have captioned, the concept of multiplayer events. The concept of multiplayer events. Some persons that have not been in the series, just pay attention, you will catch up, but you need to get all the audios, you'll get one, two things. Stay around. The impartation is still flowing. The concept of multiplayer events. We talked about events and we looked at a series of them. We told you that when you see a celebration, you know what a celebration is. Whether it's you may not know if it's a wedding celebration, a birthday celebration, an anniversary celebration, a promotion celebration, an inaugural celebration, or an appointment. But if it meets certain kinds of qualities and characteristics, you classify it as an event. Music, food, felicitation, excitement, a crowd of people, or even if there's no crowd. But once you see a celebration, you know. If it's a party, you know. I said, when certain events fall on that certain kinds of descriptive qualifications, it's referred to as a game. That is, events that meet certain demands are game. And that helped us to uncouple our mind from seeing game as video games. Video games meet the demands and the description of a game. That's why they are called game. There are other things that you do that are akin to video games, but you don't call them games. You don't call them games because they don't meet the laws. Let's read Ezekiel 28. And let's see how far we can go tonight. Ezekiel 28. Don't forget the concept of multiplayer events. And what we mean by that event, we talk about game events. For those of us who do not know what we mean, get the message, the concept of game theories, or any message that has game insight. You will get that's where we started to teach from. It's important for everyone who is in. Show everyone at all. Ezekiel 28 verse 1, the word of the Lord came to me again, saying, Son of man, save the prince of Tyre. Thus says the Lord, because your heart is lifted up and you say, I am a god. I sit in the seat of gods in the midst of the seas. Yet you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Say, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. With your wisdom, look at this, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. With your wisdom and understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Please, to understand this scripture we have read, we have done a lot of very rich fellowship with the things here. Get part 1, 2, 3, 4 or part 1, 2, 3. That we began to look at this thing before we started talking about the concept of game, right? So do that to understand what we are talking about. All right. So you see that in that scripture, God said, through your wisdom and understanding, you increase your riches and gathered silver. And we say there is wisdom and understanding in increasing riches. He said, through your great wisdom in trade, you have increased riches. And we say there need to be great wisdom in trade to increase wealth. And mind you, when we showed you that when God was talking about riches, he wasn't talking about money. Please, if you are joining this series, get at 1, 2, and 3. There are things you need to get out of that concept before you enter where we are now. It's for your own good. It will profit you majorly. Jesus is Lord. So it's that great wisdom in trade we have been trying to look, just get it. Show us a couple of it that will assist us in trade. And you can already see, somebody said yesterday that while we were announcing the meeting of structures, they had a statement that we made, and then they were just had a nudge to research it more, and they say, wow, this is interesting, and then implemented it in a project they were developing, and then it the accuracy of what they were developing increased drastically. Now that's something. So it's all of this wisdom in trade that has brought us to concepts like this. Because we said that as civilization is evolving, economy is becoming more sophisticated. Economy becomes sophisticated as civilization modernizes or as civilization evolves. In 150 years ago, they were not doing any virtual transfer. There was no e-currency. But now we have these things added into economy, making economy more sophisticated. Now if you want to take account of the money, the digital, the wealth in circulation, digital assets are included. You can know the amount of money currency in circulation, but digital assets on the other hand is something else. So there has to be a commensurate evolution in terms of the understanding of economy. In the days of this guy, he had great wisdom to trade. If this guy was still alive till now, he would have great wisdom to trade, but the things he knew, we will add our own modern concepts. Sometimes some of us just get, you know, if you do take some, if you download tutorial, if you read a lot, if you read books on tutorials for setting, you want to learn a software. Whatever you do, don't download a tutorial that the book is 5 years old. Everything you learn, you will not be able to use it. Almost everything. Why? Because, and I'm talking about maybe learning the programming language and all that, because most of the codes and the functions, the methods and everything they'll be showing you from that book, when you get the recent implementation of the program to want to use, they won't work. You know why? They have moved the language further. The language has evolved. So you are learning backward. So it's okay, you learned, you got a book. The book was teaching, well, let's say, Python 2.4. Python is now in 3.11. Maybe they have added a dot addition to that. Then you come to 3.11, everything you are learning, when you come there, some of them have been adjusted. You just be getting plenty error messages. You land a module, a package, 7 years from a book written 7 years ago. You want to apply in 2023, you get many error messages. Why? It has evolved. When you import knowledge and not take into account that modernity has changed, you get error messages in your life. When you apply obsolete laws that need to be revamped because of evolved systems that it was dependent on, you will get a lot of error messages. Glory to God. So if this guy was alive, he would have taken more courses. You take more course on modern systems and then become a prince back. So the concept of multiplayer games. Now, if you check the channel, they have referenced the audios that I've been talking about, so you can get them. All right. So we looked at what a game is. We talked about events. The last time we talked about strategy in the game. We said that the marketplace is the game of economy, not because it's a video game, but because it follows the laws of what defines a game. I've showed us that a game is, please just get the images. Glory to God. And we said that the market is the game where the game of economy takes place because it follows a certain rule. Last time we met and we talked about this, I showed us a lot of concepts and I used games that we are familiar with to explain principles to us. So today we are looking at multiplayer events. And these events we are talking about are game events. Events that can be, that fall into the category of being a game. Glory to God. All right. So let's begin from taking a real game into consideration. Now, we have different kinds of real life game. I'm using these games because it's what we are most familiar with. When you get it, then I extrapolate from there. When we have a game scenario where two people are playing a game, let's say a game of chess, you realize that you can't detail your step accurately. You can only have a gameplay and strategy in mind. The reason is because your game, your step is determined by your opening step. Your step is determined also by your opening step, not just by the gameplay you had already detailed. If he moves his piece this way, you can't say this is where I want to be going. You lose out. So if he takes a step that you didn't anticipate, you have to give respond to his step with the best strategy you can come up with. That is because you are playing against him directly. Your step is regulated by what he plays. That's the concept of multiplayer games. When we have single player games where the objective, I think there's a competition or a game that they call obstacles or something. I've seen the ad on TV when I go to some places. They'll set obstacles and then a lot of people are running and trying to get over the obstacle to see who will cross over the obstacles first. And it's more like the Olympic race, the 100 meter race and all that. You give what you have on the race, you run all your best. You don't run a little. When your opponent increases his speed, you increase your own small. If he reduces his own, you reduce. No. His response, even if he stops on the way, you keep running. If you stop on the way, you keep running. If he slows down, you don't slow down. If he slows down because he's tired, you don't slow down because you are tired. There are multiplayer games altogether. And of course, the Olympics are called Olympic Games, you know that. But the principles that regulate these multiplayer events, they are different. One of them, like the game of chess, your response and your play is determined most of the times in response to what your opponent played. But the game of Ludo, right? You can just be moving your piece irrespective of what the other guy is playing. Unless you want to capture his piece. You take a 6 down, he takes a 2, you don't care, you just keep zooming. You bring out all your piece, you just keep zooming to get into that box and disappear. However, they know the way they play it, and then you enter one place and you say, this game is out. If there are only instances where your response is a response to his game when there is a threat in one of your piece of being captured. So you got a 6 here. Instead of playing your 6 on this particular piece, you played it on that particular piece because you see that particular piece has a tendency of being captured. Or you regulate it according to the positions of his piece. But sometimes it's not like that. Especially when you are trying to just get out of the board. You don't care what he's playing, it's not regulated. So these are two conflicting or two diametrically opposed scenarios that occur when there are multiplayer events in the game. I want you to talk about multiplayer events when there are more than one player in the game. Like we said before, there are two player games. There are two player games and there are multiplayer games. A game of chess is a two player game. It has not been invented to have four persons. The laws will have to be revamped to accommodate them and will be very confusing. But that doesn't rule out the possibility. There are single player games also. Like your game shows where they ask you questions. Like who wants to be a what? There are instances where you have to be the one person playing it. They ask you questions, you are giving answer that has its own rules. Now, we have already established from our previous teachings that the market is where the game of economy takes place and it follows a certain rules. So who are the multiplayers in the market? The multiplayers and the other players in the market are other people who are in the same line of business you are doing or in the same market you are in. When we say market, we have already explained what a market is from the previous teaching of that precedes this one. So the people that have followed, when we say market, what they are seeing is different from what you may be seeing. Take for instance, we have somebody who sells electronics. In the market of electronics, the game of electronics, he's a player in it. Like we say, the player is not somebody that is having fun. A player is somebody who is participating and involved in a game. Please get this teaching so you get what I mean, so that you are not seeing video games when I'm saying these things. These are real life events. I showed us that this, please just get the game, so that we don't take much time. The other people that are into the same market selling electronics, they are the same players in the event. So we have 30 stores selling electronics. Those 30 stores are the 30 players in the market. Being in the market, all the laws of economy as we have viewed and seen is going on with them. Now, what I want to point to us is this. What kind of laws take place in the multiplayer event that occur in the market? Now, listen, somebody that owns a restaurant, is not the same player with you who sells clothing, because the instance of his customers are not your customer. You can't give someone that is coming into the market a plate of rice. Neither can the restaurant give him a packet of t-shirts or a packet of a long sleeve shirt. So, but nevertheless, the other people who are selling, who are also clothing stores with you in the same place, are the people who are your play, who are the multiplayers in your own game. Because in the marketplace, we have multiple games ongoing. Just like the same way we can have an Olympic stadium and different games, they are running in one place, they are doing javelin, they are doing long jump. The long jump player is not, athlete is not the same person running. The person running doesn't even care what's going on there. Unless there's something that sort of links them together. Now, what are the laws that occur in these events? Look at this. Tonight, in saying this, I want to take hold on one law in economics, and which is the concept of competitive marketing or competition in the marketplace. Because competition comes into play because there are multiplayers. You can already see that competition is used in economy, it is used in business, it is used in commerce. But competition is what is used to refer to as games. You can already see that, like a football competition. When is the competition starting? Athletes are competing in a game of 100, in a game of high jump, or competing in high jump. These were competing in a game of chess. You see players compete. But you can already see competition as being a factor in business. What I'm showing to you already is already making sense to your brain. Father, we give you praise. Kupala takase katakala katakata. Kutukutu porobash ketele beketus kalabakatu. So, economics teaches the principles of competition, and what it highlights, talks about the necessity of competition in the marketplace and how that competitions are necessary. and all that. And every one of us who have done secondary school economics or any level of economy, no competition. Now, has its pros and cons for competitions. I like the good side and the bad side. Remember also that we say that there are multiplayer events where the players play directly against each other. Like your game of chess is directly against each other. The game of football, the game of basketball, you play direct against each other. But not exactly in the game of racing, the game of high jump, long jump. Because you come do your own and leave. The person comes, does his own and leave. His work and his input does not determine what is yours. But in a game of football where they play against each other, if the people are playing so much attack, your coach and your coach, who is a strategist, will advocate for a defensive style and want to beef up the defense. If the other people are playing so much defense, they'll look for tactical players, especially when they need to lead a match, who are very skilled at penetrating a wall of defense. That's why you see a coach doesn't sit down during the game, and like we said some time ago, he doesn't watch the game the way the other people are watching the game. He watches from his he observes the game from another kind of standpoint to make necessary strategic adjustments. So that the other people's gameplay is guiding the decisions he's making real time. So all of this competition that we've seen, you can already see that it's a business terminology. And you can see that companies make decisions based on what other companies are doing. They want to outdo the competition. Now, competition is real in business world. It's more in there.
Yes, sir.
Has there been any instance in any of the organizations where you have worked in recent time where you people were making decisions because taking the factor of competition into consideration, so it was assisting you to make some adjustments so that you could also step out? Has there been any instance that you are aware, though those things are inside the management caucus, but sometimes they let the people, the staffers know, so that they can be motivated and invigorated by the same understanding? So did you say yes?
Yes, sir.
Or can you just share one or two with us? Let's get what we are talking about.
In my previous place of work on sales, I also attract customers. So we were given different tactics, different from what we used to do before. And prior to that, we've investigated that this was what these people were doing, and they had a pull at the point. So when we did that also, we saw that it wasn't like we were trying to take their customers, or it made us sit up and we were able to engage our customers more than we used to, using the tactics they were using as well. So yeah, that's one instance.
Excellent. Glory to God. Now, at times when it's messier, they only say it within the management. But big time companies making decisions because these people are moving to this market, we have to. Have you seen instances like that? This is a promising venture, and there's a tendency that social player, because they are all players together, the first bank, the this bank, the that bank, they are all similar players. They are into the same kind of market. They are in the same kind of business venture. So they are the same players. So we have to step out there and capture this before these people do, right? Are you listening? So there is this motivation that competition brings. And that's why the people, the founding fathers and people who instituted all the economic laws took note and observed that there is competition in the marketplace. There's competition in the marketplace. You can see it even goes down to price regulation. When a particular business owner sees that these people are selling at this price, he will just drop maybe 0.5% of his price. And then it redirects. People can say, okay, this person sells lesser, let's go. I heard of a story, and I know this business store, where the man was giving so much discount that people in the same line of business came to meet him, and they were angry with him that what he was doing was not right, that he was taking their customers because he was offering a very low price. And I was like, what is he doing? Is it not his money? Is it not his business? And they were angry with him that they didn't like what he was doing, that why would he be giving these things at low price and then taking all the customers? You know? So price regulation is one of these. You see a bank say, okay, why don't you open with us? Give you this, give you this. You in other places you get this, but we are willing to give you this. That's competition. It's all over the marketplace. There's regulation, it's regulated. And sometimes it goes far as even becoming dubious. And not dubious in terms of, okay, what you may see is criminal, but what you may see is not noble. There's no dignity in it. And which is why you see they are cheating. There's concept of cheating in games, where somebody violates the rule to gain reward over and against the established systems. It's the attitude of competitiveness. Now, do we accept that theory? Do we accept it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you guys. Okay. All right, glory. That was rhetorical anyway. And we are going to talk about, but thank God the man has revealed himself. I will talk about this now and leave you to it. Competition itself and having a competitive mindset, at the long run, is not the way to go. It may be an established economic theory and companies and businesses are motivated by it, but it's not the excellent way. Because when people are motivated by competitive orientation, they tend to make steps that they are not supposed to make. And their response and the steps they take are a response to what the other person is taking, even if the other person is in error. Kala temesekeba. It will take a skilled person in the game of chess not to respond to a player's move, because he knows that move is a move that will end him in disaster. If a novice is playing a game of chess and then the opponent takes his piece close to his own piece and puts the opponent puts his piece in a position that will capture, let's say, your own piece now. You are playing with somebody and then the other person puts his piece in a position that will capture your piece. There are two things you can do majorly. You can decide to move that piece from a capturable state, or nevertheless, play on. If you move that piece from a capturable state, you preserve that piece, but then you change the gameplay. But it will take foresight to see that if this person captures this piece, he will end up in a position that gives you two strategic moves to take to turn the game around in your favor. Like in Maureen's case, they were not, they were actually gaining insight from what they were doing. Because it's sales and all that. But in situations where companies' decision are a response to other people's decision to get to be part of the active operation, taking steps in that direction is not the sure way to go. Because whatever is governed by from a competitive perspective doesn't always go down well. And you could already see that the foundational script principles of scripture forbids competition. When you pray out of competition, your prayer is void. When you give an offering to God because somebody gave 1 million, you want to give 1.5, it's not accepted. What it means is that the motive can hamper the overall operation. And so if a movement, there are businesses that got into big trouble because they responded in the competitive cloud in response to a business that took a step in error, but it was profiting at the short term. Which is why at times there's always a global economic meltdown because people follow the bandwagon. And this person does this, you want to outdo this. This person does this, you want to outdo this. And then we have all of a sudden things just plummet. And I talked to us about the housing bubble of 2008. It was also driven by competition. In short, it was competition played a very strong role in that real estate crash. So what if I send you people into the world of business, you will want to use also the principles of competition. How can you then stay true to scriptures when they teach you that let nothing be done out of competition? Now it violates all your economic knowledge. You are now put in a duality, in a dichotomy, to be a double agent, to obey principles of scriptures as it pertains to your spiritual life, where competitions are not allowed, and then to step into the business and yet do things out of competition. So you allow competition in one place and you do not allow it in another place. How will you stay true to the principles of scriptures? Competition was observed. To make an observation does not automatically indicate that it's accurate. Let me tell you something. Truth is not given to every field of knowledge to establish. What did I say?
It's not given to every field of endeavor to establish.
Truth is not given to every field of knowledge to establish. And let me show you this in one singular illustration. Science will tell you that if you mix cyanide in a drink and give it to somebody, the person will die of chemical poisoning. But science cannot tell you if it is right to poison somebody. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Physics will tell you when you pull the trigger, this is the recoil velocity. This is the momentum of the bullet. At the point of impact, this is the collision. This is the energy and the force transmitted to all the molecules of that holds the flesh, and why they are shattered because it breaks the bond. It would analyze to you every dynamic of a gunshot. But you can't use physics to know if it is right to shoot somebody or not. So, economics can make observation. but it can't go beyond the boundaries or the limits of its field. So let me give you a counsel that should guide your heart. Beware of those who are able to observe but cannot make a statement that should be held seriously. Beware of those who are able to observe but cannot make a statement that should be held as a principle. I'm not saying this about economics alone, but we have a lot of that going on in the body of Christ. We have a lot of people observing things, but anytime they open their mouth to make a comment on it, they are false. If you listen to them, you pollute your spirit. Their observation is true because fact is fact, but how you interpret fact is another thing. What did I say?
But how you interpret fact is another thing.
Good. Fact is fact, but how you interpret fact will be another thing. So, how do you stay true to scriptures that say, let nothing be done out of competition? How do you stay true to the business? Now, let's show you the insight now as well. According to the theory I'm sharing with you now, in the multiplayer event, and this is what I want you to give attention to, you can play against your opponent, or your game may not be against an opponent. If your game is not against an opponent, then you are not playing against the opponent. And of course, there are competitions where you don't play with your opponent. Let's take a look at the game of pole vault. The one where people run with a pole in their hands and then bend it and then jump over a bar and then land on the mattress. You have done your best in that game, right? Where you have given the best you have. Let's say your limit of height is 12 meters. That is, if you are in your best shape, you can't do beyond 12. If you go to the Olympics and then make a jump of 12, you can't go beyond 12. And then you have somebody competing also in the same game that is his own limit is 15. There is no how you can win him. Now let me ask you. Is he the reason why you lost? Now, that's debatable. You may want to proceed to this. But at the end of the day, you will say, okay, if they have brought somebody lesser, I would have won. Okay, is that person the reason why you won? What if your own limit was less than the person's? At the end of the day, you see, it comes back to your own preparedness. That's why there's a principle that says that he that strives for excellence does not strive with man. And at this juncture, I would like to say that you will find more peace in being your best rather than trying to be the best. One of the things about competition is this. Competition puts a limit, especially when people act out of pure competitive motives. Father, would you say? Whoever you compete with, you reduce yourself to their limit. Or you restrict yourself to the limit and possibilities that surround the environment of their exploits. Because a competitive spirit will only be satisfied when they are doing better than somebody. It will be satisfied when they are doing better than somebody. But if you are here and your mindset is always doing better than somebody, you are a wrong person. And then the only attempt to move further, if somebody is almost getting close to me, then they say, well, I have to try now. People are almost getting close to me. You see, the people who live like that, they are not very... They are not rare. There's something just about them. The people who are different and counted as stars are people who focus on bringing out every best. They focus on being their best rather than being the best. Their talks about their dedication to ensure that this is the most that can come out of them. Because you can be the best without being your best. Yeah. Have you not heard that in the kingdom of the blind, a one-eyed man is king? But that's not the best a human should be. A human should have two eyes. He is the best. Yeah, he's the best, but he's not his best. In an island of mediocre, the one who has the least trace of mediocrity is an excellent individual. So, in the multiplayer events of the market, do you play against your players? Are the players in your game your opponents? Now, these two systems can play out together depending on the player and how he sees the market. There are people in the game of the market, the other players are pitted against each other. They are their opponents, they are playing against them. But in doing that, they reduce themselves. And let me say this, whenever you compete, you reduce yourself. There is no pathfinder that is a competitive person. That's why you see all major discoveries were done in secret. They were not looking at any other. They were just finding pattern, trying to be their best. And then by the time they come out, they discover that what they are holding is a revolution. Martin Luther didn't know that the things he knew was going to scatter the whole world. You see, when he nailed the 98 theses, it wasn't a declaration of war. He didn't know what he was going to do. He was just trying to be his best out of God. And then he caused his stay. The people who make discoveries, that's why they do it in secret. They don't know what the other people are doing. When they come and realize that they are just a century ahead of their time, and they're like, okay, how did this happen? Jesus is Lord. So, Are multiplayer games in the market, do you play against the other players? Let me ask you. Are the other players the reason why you will win or lose in the market? That's one thing to answer now. Are the other players the reason why you win or lose in the market? If shop A is making profit, does that deny you from making profit? We can have 10,000 businesses growing at the same time. Unless when they reach a limit and those are other factors, we'll leave it at. But because this store is making progress, doesn't mean you also can't make progress. Because when people are pitted against each other, it becomes a mutually exclusive scenario. where if one wins, the other loses. It can be a win-win. If it can be a win-win, and the other person can win, and you also can win, it shows you that you are not playing against him. In the game of football, the two teams can win. The two teams can win the competition. But in the market, two shops can grow and become big and make massive income. If you understand the laws. So you are not playing against him. The game of the market is the system itself you are playing with. Our time has just finished. You are playing versus the system. Who brings wealth to the market? Is it the other players? No. It is the people that have aligned with the system, the clients. The people that come through the system are the ones that bring the wealth. Do you transact with people? You sell electronics to people selling electronics, that you could just be doing business. No, you just be, it won't. It is the people that come into the market with their need. And we talked about needs and markets. Those are the people you transact with. It is the system that you play with. If the other players are playing well, they will still be gaining out of the system. You also be drawing out of the system. The market spreads across as much as the seas covers the earth. Wherever there are human beings, there are needs. And we told you that the market is a place of need. We talked about it in the last video. So you are not playing against the other player. It's the system. That's where the game is. And you are a player because you transact. The laws don't take effect between you and the other more player in the game. The system is bringing it out. That is why there can be partnership in business. Multiplayer concepts where two players align to make the most out of the system, to beat the system in goods. Today, most persons, they are young. They don't know that most businesses that lasted till date started with a partnership. Microsoft didn't start alone. There's a man called Paul Allen that worked with Bill Gates, though he's late now. He was a business mind. Gates was the computer, the software engineer, and then the computer engineer. But he had a business concept. Look, you talk about Apple, Steve Jobs. There was a time Steve Jobs left the company. And then he worked for a company that Apple later bought, and then he became the CEO that moved it. And everybody gained together as they went forward. So multiplayer events and the market, you are not playing against the other players. You are not competing versus them. Both of you can come together and make it and be a win-win, like they say in business space. You can't partner when you play against the player. How can you partner in a game of chess? No, you can't. How can you partner in the game of football when you are playing against a team on the pitch? How? One person will suffer, one person will gain. Biology refers to it as association. Where one wins, gains, and the other gains. Now, you see, biology is inside. This system. We'll stop here. Maybe next week we'll look at the part two of this multiplayer events dash making so much out of the system. And God will give us grace. Let's go and let's appreciate God tonight. Father, we give you praise. Thank him. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. Glory to God. Let me ask as we round up. Did we understand tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you see? Let me tell you, you can't be innovative if you are driven by competition, because for every time you attempt to make a move, you always take into consideration what the other person is doing. That is what hampers pioneering. And at times it comes to a point where people don't want to do what they are not aware the other person is doing. The people who chart out pathways and take steps and find new developments, they are not competing. You know what they are doing? They are discovering. When you are not competing, then you can start discovering. When you are not competing, then you can start discovering. When you are not competing, then you can start discovering. How to make so much out of the system. Is the customers and the clients that come in business, they are not aligned with your players. They are aligned with the market, with the system. They are there because they are like non-player characters in what they call NPCs in video game. When you play games like maybe God of War, all those video games, there are people that you go and meet and you collect something from. There are traders, you go and sell something and gain something. They are not playing the game. The other people you fight with are the people in the game. You fight, you interact with them, you make war with them. But there are people that have treasure, you just go and meet them and exchange. They call them NPCs in video game theories, non-player characters. When a client comes, he is aligned with the system. He comes because of a need. The needs are the laws of the market. You don't play with your players. That's why there's partnership in business. Some of you, if you align with the right partners, you will make so much more out of the system, because you pull your resources here together, to entail your mental resources, financial resources, and your connection, material resources, and human resources. You will pull it together and make so much more. Where there's competition, new discoveries are in danger. I pray that God will give you wisdom. Someone is like, how do I move with this? I was with somebody last week. I was telling the person, it's as though that the things we have said, you will still return to come and show you some food. But I believe that the Holy Spirit is showing you where it matters in your life. If the two of you can make profit together and excel, he's doing well, you are doing well, then you are not competing against each other. It's not that kind of scenario. Of course, there are game scenarios where you play direct with your opponent. Even if you are husband and wife, both of you can win. You can't play football, wife versus husband, if two of you can be a team. And then both of one win, one lose. If it's a final, one must win, one must lose. So, okay, let's win together. No, it's not possible. The game, the laws don't support that. But people import that kind of philosophy and use it in the market. And that's how they roll. But if you roll like that, the system will not crash with you. But just that you cut out certain possibilities will not exist in your world, because you have mentally and logically defined reality. Because reality is built on laws. That's why we have the laws of physical laws, spiritual laws, financial laws, scientific laws in chemistry and physics, economic law. There are laws everywhere. We have your codes, the phone you are using, the Telegram app you are on right now. It's just a system of laws. Do this, don't do this, bring this, do this, fetch this. It's laws that is generating everything you are seeing. When a law fails, you see the app will crash on your phone. They will say an exception occurred. Something was violated. Some reality failed. Competition is not a Christian doctrine. And does that say, okay, I'm not saying extrapolate from now and say you will not play football. Well, if you like, maybe you say it comes out of competitive things, whatever you like. But the truth is, taking real life things, business, say, I believe you have understanding of wisdom already. We stop here for today. Next week, we trust God to continue in multiplayer events. How to take so much out of the system. Jesus is Lord. Go ahead, just give him praise. Thank him and worship him. Give him all the glory. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed.